Today, America dominates the world. Have you ever wondered why America is the world's superpower? Will our good fortune continue? One politician posed the question, if danger ever reach us, it must spring from among us. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be the authors and finishers. Now, he wasn't most concerned about terrorism or border security. Abraham Lincoln worried about our own self-destruction. What does the future hold for America? Surprisingly, the answer is found in Bible prophecy. Stay tuned to Beyond Today as we discuss, what next, America?
Join our host Steve Myers and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Welcome to Beyond Today, where we help you understand your future. My name is Steve Myers. America is number one in the world. Abraham Lincoln said, we've been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. Will these blessings continue? To discuss this today, I've invited two guests to join me. Rex Sexton is longtime pastor and TV commentator, and Darris McNeely, editor of World News and Prophecy magazine. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Hello, Steve.
As we begin to talk about America and the blessings that we have, is it fair to say that we really have received the bounties of heaven?
Without doubt, Steve. The United States of America, from its very beginning, has been endowed with the richest blessings that any nation could ever wish to hope for, navigable rivers, coastlines, with harbors, deep harbors that could anchor ships, farmland and mineral resources that have sustained an awesome population down through its history that has allowed this country over its 200 plus years to grow to the point where it is today the single largest economic superpower in the world and quite arguably the richest nation that has ever existed. We have been blessed beyond our wildest hopes and dreams.
Kind of interesting to think that Abraham Lincoln said we've received these things. It wasn't that, did we earn them? Did we deserve them?
No, we didn't. We were given them. They were here for us to enjoy when we understand that they actually were part of a promise made by God the Creator to Abraham. We understand that is something that is beyond our own abilities. But we have, through stable government, through good laws, by and large over our history, we have been able to develop a society and a culture and an economy that is the envy of the world.
That's interesting when you talk about the economy, because you look at America and the economy in the world. Doesn't the American economy reflect the fact that we have just certainly been blessed so much?
Well, Steve, it's amazing. A couple of things come to mind. The first thing is America is the first nation in history where the poor are in a minority. This is the first time really in the entire 6,000 years of recorded history when the average person could own land and build a prosperous life. It's an anomaly in all of history. And if you look at what's happened because of the tremendous blessings we've had, after World War II, virtually all countries around the globe replaced their gold reserves with American dollars. They then took American dollars, put them in the bank, and issued their currencies based on American dollars. So because of that, the American dollar and our economy has really dominated the rest of the world. They have depended upon us. Now, that's gradually changing a little bit because of the euro and some other factors, but really it's been almost an incredible thing this past 50 years that the rest of the world depends upon us for their economic well-being.
I read a statistic the other day that said that 30% of the world's economy revolves around America and is involved in the economy that we've got going right here. In fact, even the stock markets, it seems, that the stock markets in America are worth half the total of all the world right here in America. So certainly that seems to reflect that we have been totally blessed and overtaken with the bounties of heaven, as Abraham Lincoln said. In fact, I suppose you could say it's also reflected in our standard of living.
Absolutely. The standard of living of most Americans dwarfs other people in the world, especially the developing world. I was reading an article a few months ago that talked about some of the poorest in the United States, some of the poorest citizens in the Appalachian areas that are living on a monthly government subsidy are richer by far than people with a doctor's degree, some practicing doctors in Africa, like the nation of Mozambique. Someone getting $600, let's say, in American dollars living here is far richer than a doctor in Africa.
It is amazing how that wealth has been developed by America, but what were some of the reasons that came about?
Partly we've had 230 years of stable government. We are the longest continuously running government on the face of the earth. And we've never been invaded and occupied. The English invaded us somewhat in 1812, 1813, but they left. Mm-hmm. And we have had secure borders, and we've had the blessings of a very stable government during that time. Our Constitution is written in such a way that it has survived all of these years. So that in itself has been a great blessing. And, of course, that was because our founding fathers were, many of them, Bible-believing men who wrote some of the principles of the Bible into our founding documents.
So contrary to popular belief that's really out there today that, oh, you know, the forefathers really didn't understand some of these things or didn't see God's hand in the beginning of America, that's just not the case, is it?
Right, they very much did.
They very much did. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. I just wanted to go back to a point that Rex was making about our laws and our stability. There are many other countries in the world, Steve, who have a very rich farmlands. They have mineral deposits. The Congo, right in the heart of Africa, for instance, they are very, very rich in potential, but they have never been able to develop their land, their minerals, their whole populations, because they've had inefficient governments, they've not had laws that have protected citizens' rights and freedoms. That's one of the great strengths of America in its history, is we have been a nation of laws that has allowed property development and properties to be titled and been passed from generation to generation, and through that we've been able to develop a vast amount of our resources and wealth that stands us very well today. And it's because of our laws and the stability of our government. And a lot of nations don't have that.
So it's not that we're so much better a people.
No, it's not that we're better than any other group of people. We certainly have been blessed in the location that we have. And we have been blessed in the stability of our government and our laws. There's another dimension to this blessing that we should also note, and that is there is a spiritual dimension to the blessing that we have that most people either don't understand, or if they do, they ignore it and choose to discount it. But that is the great multiplying factor of the American success story.
I think because of that, and maybe because our forefathers recognize at least a certain sense of that spiritual connection there, mm-hmm. that in a sense, hasn't America really become the envy of the world when you look at the blessings and the economy and the financial situation that America finds itself in today?
Well, we are the nation that most other people want to move to. People not only on our borders, but actually across the globe would like to live in America.
And so we have freedom. Freedom, mm-hmm. What a tremendous blessing that is, to be able to accomplish the things that we can accomplish. Even some of the detriments that sometimes people cite, the freedom of the press to say almost anything they want.
Yeah, I think you have to realize, Steve, that just to follow on what Rex was saying, that they are lining up to come into America in more ways than one. They're lining up at the immigration offices, and they're lining up at the borders on the southwest of our country to come in. We're not lining up to go out. Mm-hmm. I think that speaks a great deal to what people see, and there is an envy there that the people want the freedoms and the blessings that we have. They want to share in that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an interesting way to put it, because America certainly has been blessed, haven't we? We are so blessed. In fact, there's a spiritual content in that blessing that we're going to talk about. In fact, we cover that in our brochure, United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. We're going to talk about Bible prophecy today, and this booklet helps explain it. Have you ever wondered why we are so blessed? How did it come about? Well, this booklet helps explain it. Full color, easy to read, helps explain what your Bible has to say about America's blessing. We hope you'll get it. BeyondToday.tv is the website. You can download it right now. We hope you'll go there, download it, start reading about it, and we'll talk a little bit more when we come back.
Discover why God made America the greatest nation in history in your free publication, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. Understand how Britain and the United States were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham and ancient Israel foretelling the United States' power today. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free publication that traces our peoples for thousands of years to the founding and creation of the United States. You need to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today as never before. Get your free copy of the United States and Britain and Bible Prophecy. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
Can you find where America is mentioned in the Bible? We can help you find that in this brochure, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. You need this brochure. It helps show where is America mentioned, what is in store for America. We've been discussing America's superpower status. Where did that prosperity come from? You know, Abraham Lincoln contradicted modern thinking when he said, "We vainly imagine that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own." But that's not the case, isn't it? You know, if we didn't do it, where do we look for the answer?
Well, Steve, we look for the answer in the Bible. And we have to go to a well-known story that most Bible students know about, and that is in Genesis chapter 12, where God said to a man named Abram, "Get you out of your country, leave your father's home, and go to a place that I will show you." From that point in the Bible, there begins a journey and a story that continues to this day. It is probably the world's greatest journey of anyone that has ever made a journey anywhere for any reason, is what Abram did in obedience to God's command to leave his settled home and go to a new land that he promised for him. And there God said, "I will bless you. I will bless your descendants. I will bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you." And he, through a series of recurring promises that expanded as we go through the book of Genesis, God began to work with Abram, whose name was later changed to Abraham, becoming the father of the faithful, and Abraham's descendants, to open up blessings, physical blessings, that have affected and impacted the world, especially in these modern times.
So starting with America, we go all the way back to the book of Genesis, get back to the book of beginnings.
That's
Abraham,
right. That's where we have to
is
begin.
Where we find the roots for America's prosperity today.
Yes.
Now, those blessings that God promised him for obeying, were they passed on then from Abraham?
They were passed on to his son Isaac and to Abraham's grandson Jacob. And Jacob passed on that blessing as well. He had 12 sons and that figure in the story. And one son in particular was Joseph, who had two sons the unique part of the blessing was passed on through. But yes, their descendants were recipients of part of those blessings, even in their day, in the whole nation of Israel that developed. But when you understand the details of the prophecies, you understand that Israel itself did not realize the full extent of the promises. Those promises, in their final fulfillment, in their greatest fulfillment, was delayed until our own time, and have been fulfilled just as God said they would, because God's faithful to His word, have been fulfilled in the descendants of Abraham in our own day in two unique nations.
Okay, so we follow that through. In fact, wasn't it Jacob that had all the sons, and sometimes they're called the tribes and the lost tribes and things like that? And you try to follow these things down, and sometimes people say, "Well, you can't do it. They're lost, and we don't know what happened." Can we find America's blessings through those tribes?
Sure. Okay. If we go back and look at first at the promise to Abraham, Abraham had no son when God made the first promise. And he said, "Abraham, you're going to have a son, and your seed, your descendants, will be like the stars of heaven and the sand of the sea." And then he adds, "And your seed shall be a blessing for all the nations. Through your seed shall all nations be blessed." So we have to look, okay, what nations in history have been a real blessing to other nations? So obviously in the last 100 years, America almost stands alone, sometimes with Britain and some of the other English-speaking peoples. But we've stopped tyranny several times. We've kept peace for the world. We've given prosperity to other nations in an unprecedented way. We're the first ones there.
If you talk really specifically, then he said, a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
And America's really the only one that could fulfill that. Isn't that the case?
Well, that's true. And if you look at what happened in history, those tribes went into captivity, and they were known as the Lost Ten Tribes. But they were not lost in history. In fact, in New Testament times, Jesus Christ sent his disciples to the tribes of Israel. And James and other writers talked about the tribes abroad. Josephus, a first century historian, mentioned that the 10 tribes of Israel were to the north into the area of today, the Caucasus Mountains. And in history, it's easy to trace their migration then up to the northwest, to what is today northwestern Europe and France and England. And then, of course, across the ocean to the United States of America for many of those descendants. So the tribes really are not lost. And to find out how those blessings are today being carried out, it's a fairly simple lesson of history.
The story of the so-called lost 10 tribes of Israel is one of the great mysteries of history. It's intrigued people. Most people dismiss it out of hand as a fable. Mm-hmm. But the reality is there's a great deal of historical evidence to show where those 10 tribes of Israel that went into captivity at the hands of Assyria, where they went, where some of them wound up in various other parts of Europe and ultimately the United States. That story, when it's pieced together, is a fascinating piece of history that most people have no knowledge about.
And so right. Bible prophecy then brings us right back to that particular prophecy about a nation and a company of nations, mm-hmm. and what happened to those people and that blessing that followed.
In Genesis 49, where Jacob is blessing his children and grandchildren, he mentioned that in the last days, which would be the last time of man's history, not the return of Christ day, but the last time, the last era of man, that Joseph would be like a vine running over a wall, and it'd be like a colonizing people, go to all parts of the world and establish really dominance over the rest of the world. We've witnessed that happening to the English, in particular to the Americans, since the year 1800. And so all we have to look in Bible prophecy where God says this is going to happen in the last days, and we look very simply at recent modern history, it's pretty easy to put two and two together and to discover which nations really have received those blessings that God promised.
So if we have that lost aspect and we've discovered, hey, it's not really lost, we can then more easily see how that really affects America today.
Well, one of the keys to finding that lost is in Genesis 35:11, where, as you mentioned, God specifically talks about a nation, a single nation, and a company of nations. And that's the key locator right there. When we look with Genesis 49 at these promises to Joseph in the latter days, what two countries hit those two locators, those two keys, as being a single great nation and a company of nations? It is the United States as the single great nation. It is the British Empire, the Commonwealth of Nations, Great Britain, as the nation and the company of nations that developed over the last 200 to 400 years as a very, very powerful force in our world. When you look at modern history, those are the only two nations that could fulfill those two prophecies in Genesis 35 and Genesis 49 that can be on the scene today to be nations that have provided such a blessing and a powerful influence in our modern world. And America and Great Britain, especially in the last 200 years, have done so.
So when we see those promises to Abraham, the only ones that could fit would be the United States and Britain.
And Steve, in addition to that, some of our early settlers that came across the waves apparently understood that they were Israelites and that they were settling a new land. In fact, some of the writings of the pilgrims that came across in the Mayflower said they were going to a new land to establish a new Israel. Now, whether or not they knew they were Israelites and they were going to establish a new land for Israel, or whether or not they were simply familiar with the fact that the British crown gets its descendancy from King David, and most of the British understand, in the British Museum there are very clear lineage charts showing King David down to the current monarchs of England. So they very well may have known they were descendants of the ancient Israelites. But nevertheless, they had that attitude they were going to establish a new Israel, and they used those terms very frequently in those early writings.
The founding fathers understood in some way, we're not exactly sure because of their own personal religious views, but they understood that nations didn't rise and fall alone, that it was at the hand of a creator, of divine providence, were some of the terms that they used. But they had a distinct sense that something unique was happening in America, and they were right at the center, at the beginning of it. And it did inspire them to make some of the bold decisions that they made, at least at the founding of the United States, as we were separating from our mother country, Great Britain.
Boy, it is amazing how America fits right into what God has promised. He's poured out his blessings on America, and God has fulfilled his promise to Abraham. Now, what about our responsibility? We hope you'll stay tuned as we discuss this a little bit further on Beyond Today.
Understand how Britain and the United States were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham in ancient Israel to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today as never before. Get your free copy of the United States and Britain and Bible Prophecy. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
Explaining the meaning of human genetics is just another way the Good News Magazine informs, with understanding you can't get anywhere else. It shows the brilliant design of the mind behind the universe. Another issue features the latest biblical research showing Jesus taught heaven is coming to the earth. Call for your free subscription toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
Your Good News Magazine is waiting. Call our toll-free number. You can get a free copy of this, a free subscription. Great magazine that helps you understand your Bible, your world. We hope you'll do that. Order it. In fact, you can go online. Go on to beyondtoday.tv or gnmagazine.org, and you can read the articles right now. Great articles help you understand your finances, help you understand what God expects for your family, how to live a more abundant life. It's all right here, so we hope you'll order your free copy. Now, we've been talking about Bible prophecy and America's role in that. And as we talk about Bible prophecy and the blessings that America has, what should America do with these tremendous blessings and power that God has given to it?
Well, see, the most important thing I think we can remember is that God's covenant agreement with the descendants of Abraham is still in effect.
And it's now, given, as a covenant, you mean absolute promise.
It's an absolute, it's an agreement. You do your part, I'll do my part. Just like a marriage is a covenant in one sense. So in Leviticus 26, God enumerates that covenant, and he says that if we will obey him and be a people that is an example of how to live righteously, he will give us peace, he will give us blessings, rain in due season, peace in our borders, and we've really experienced that for almost 200 years. But as it continues in this agreement, he says, if you turn away from me, that those things will gradually be taken away, not all at once, but gradually. And the first thing he says he will do to a disobedient Israelitish nation is he will take away our self-confidence. He says, I will send terror. I will make you afraid when no one pursues. You'll find a stranger among you more powerful than yourself and yourself very low. So the first thing that really would happen to us is a lack of confidence and, in fact, a lack of understanding our blessings, and then a gradual fear coming over our people. And what have we seen in our nation as we have become more immoral the past 20 or 30 years? I think we've seen a lack of confidence, and certainly we've seen some terror acts against us. Mm-hmm. So God really is holding true to his word.
So we're supposed to be an example. We're exactly. supposed to live a godly example, fulfill those promises, and live up to those promises. Mm-hmm. And yet we see the opposite happening. And prophecies that explain a little more about that, Darius?
Well, it does. What Rex is talking about in terms of our will and that impacting it, that is very true in many ways. He mentioned the blessings and that would we've had and have been gradually removed. In one sense, they've been altered. But yet, there's a sense of a false sense of security about our blessings and our relationship with God that keeps people from really understanding what is the true nature of that and how God's working with us. This country is still very powerful, very wealthy. And most people realize that and think that because of, in spite of our sins, in spite of our unrighteousness, as the Bible defines it, we're still going along pretty well.
We kind of put God out of the picture. And
God is out of the picture, even though we are a Christian nation and a predominantly religious people. But what people don't realize in terms of the covenant and the statements God makes is God's hand has been upon this nation from the very beginning. There's an interesting story. A Virginia statesman wrote to Thomas Jefferson at the very beginning of our nation, and he said, "Do you not understand that the angel rides in a storm and is in a whirlwind, in the whirlwind of events and the storm that was over the founding of this country?" But he was making an allusion to Ezekiel chapter 10 that speaks of the angel of God leaving Jerusalem, leaving the temple, and leaving the people of God, Israel, at that time because of their sins and God's hand blessing being removed completely from them. And that, in a sense, that in a very real way, because we are still under that covenant relationship, is where we are today. We still have God's hand upon us as a people. We are still experiencing our blessings in spite of our disobedience and our problems with morality.
So we're still number one.
We're still number one, the most powerful, and that gives us a false understanding, because when God removes that hand, when that angel leaves the storm, so to speak, the whirlwind of events that swirl around even our world today and our nation today, when God's hand is removed, then Israel, modern Israel, the United States and Britain and our peoples are going to go through a time of trial and trouble unlike anything we have ever seen, and all bets are off. Until then, we still have God's hand, and until then, there is still opportunity to repent. But when that hand is gone because of a lack of repentance, we're in trouble.
So God, even though he has blessed us, he's behind all those blessings and power that we have. Our response hasn't lived up to the responsibility that he's given us, has it?
Now, sadly, God is very concerned with our character. He's more concerned with our character and how we feel inside towards him and doing what's right than he is with our physical blessings, although like any father, he wants to physically bless us and give us good things. But for our own good, he may allow us to befall all the things that we've, in a sense, earned by kicking him out. And our nation is on the forefront, unfortunately, of kicking him out in almost every way. If you look at our entertainment, we've been trying to get rid of Ten Commandments monuments. Our judiciary has been very hostile to God in recent times. And, you know, the next on the list of what God says he will do involves diseases coming across our country. And then secondly, would be foreign invaders. So we really have to be looking at ourselves personally, saying, what am I doing or what are we doing as a people, that if we seek God, he will give us these blessings, but if we don't, we might be liable to come into really the second half of God's promise that he will carry out.
Now, that's interesting, because they're talking about personal responsibility then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do we do next? What is next for America? Is it too late? Because that can begin to think, well, we've turned our back, we haven't done the right thing, well, it's over. What should we do?
Well, Steve, it's never too late to merit the forgiveness and the mercy of God, and it's not too late for the United States. ways for our peoples. If we would turn in a genuine, heartfelt repentance, then God is bound by His word to honor that and to stay the hand of trial. But it would take a repentance of unprecedented proportions to take place. Right now, probably the best step for anyone listening to our program and reading our material and our literature would realize the personal responsibility they have in their own life to make the changes to conform to the Word of God and God's law, and check what we're talking about today to see if indeed the scriptures and the prophecies we're talking about do apply to our country today, and understanding the severity of those promises and those cursings that are concurrent with the blessings, and realize that they have a personal responsibility to God to start there, and that's probably the first place to go.
So in a sense, we move from a national level or an international level even to the grassroots. We move right down to the individual, that we need to, as individuals, be doing what's right in God's eyes.
Sure. You know, history proves that once a nation becomes morally decadent, it does not recover until it bottoms out and goes through some very severe trials, whether foreign captivity, whatever it might be, before the national character recovers. On an individual basis, though, we have to understand that God was merciful. He told Abraham he would spare the most wicked city in history, Sodom and Gomorrah, for the lives of only 10 righteous people. So we look at the size of America today, you know, what would the equivalent be of 10 righteous people today that God would spare our nation for? So on an individual basis, we should never think that our own example is not worthy of merit, because it certainly is.
And so there is a relationship, isn't there, between blessings and difficulties that are on the horizon?
Oh, absolutely. The prophecies are there back in the book of Leviticus chapter 26 is a prime area right there to show God starts off by showing what people could be, what a nation could be living by His laws. And then if they don't, then He also shows the cursings that would come, the problems, the moral problems, the social difficulties, and the economic problems that could arise because of disobedience to His law.
Well, it doesn't have to be all difficulty. It can be tremendous blessings God has in store for you. We can't explain it all, so get your free brochure, The United States and Britain Bible Prophecy. You can get the answers. They're in your Bible. We'll help you find them through this brochure. It's free. Order it. Get it off the internet. It's free, and download it now and start reading. Stay tuned as we wrap things up.
Understand how Britain and the United States were destined by God to change the world. Read in the Bible hundreds of prophecies from the time of Abraham in ancient Israel to understand the relevance of the Bible to America's place in the world today as never before. Get your free copy of The United States and Britain and Bible Prophecy. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv.
Why is America the world superpower? It's happened through the plan of God. He made a promise and followed through. He has a plan for you as well. What's next, America? Well, God has a plan in mind. We can help you discover it. Order our free literature. You can't afford to be surprised as events move forward. Follow God's instructions and you will be blessed. Darris and Rex, thanks for being guests today on the
program.
Thank
you. Good to be here.
When you're looking for good news and trying to understand your future, remember this program and look beyond today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.